क्षेत्र जगन्नाथ पुरी धाम की जय। गंगा मैया यमुना मैया की जय। भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की जय। सामवेद गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। पतित पावन हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय। श्री श्री रुक्मिणी द्वारकाधीश की जय। श्री श्री रुक्मिणी द्वारकानाथ की जय। श्री श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा महारानी की जय। श्री श्री गौर निताय की जय। शील प्रभुपाद की जय। शील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसेंडेंटल बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे। All glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायामुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 3 चैप्टर 6 टेक्स्ट 26। So 26 doesn't have purport. I'll just recite it, and 28th we'll do it together. Sattvam chasya vinirbhinnam mahadhishnu mupavishat chitte nam shena yenaso vijnanam pratipadyate. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. Thereafter, when his consciousness separately manifests, we'll do it 28th, Maharaj. Yeah, because this verse doesn't have purport. We'll do it 28th. Thereafter, when his consciousness separately manifested itself, the total energy, Mahatattva, entered with his conscious part. Thus the living entity is able to conceive specific knowledge. Shirshnosya dhordhaya padmyam khamnabhe rudapadyata gunanam vrittayo yeshu pratiyante suradayaha. Thereafter, from the head of gigantic form, the heavenly planets were manifested. And from his legs, the earthly planets, and from his abdomen, the sky separately manifested themselves. Within them, the demigods and others also were manifested in terms of the modes of material nature. So, please repeat after me. Atyantikena sattvena दिवं देवा प्रपेदिरे धराम रजः स्वभावेण पणयो ये चन्ता ननु आत्यंतिकेन सत्वेन दिवं देवा प्रपेदिरे धराम रजस्वभावेण पनयो ये चतानु ఆత్యంతికేన సత్వేన దివం దేవః ప్రపేదిరే ధరాం రజస్వభావేన పణయో యే చ తానను. ఆత్యంతికేన సత్వేన దివాం దేవః ప్రపేదిరే ధరాం రజస్వభావేన పనయో యే చ తానను. ఆత్యంతికేన సత్వేన దివాం దేవః ప్రపేదిరే ధరాం రజస్వభావేన పనయో యే చ తానను. ఆత్యంతికేన సత్వేన దివాం దేవః ప్రపేదిరే ధరాం రజస్వభావేన పనయో యే చ తానను. ఆత్యంతికేన సత్వేన దివం దేవాః ప్రపేదిరే ధరాం రజస్వభావేన పనయో యే చ తానను. వైష్ణవీస్, ఆత్యంతికేన సత్వేన దివం దేవాః ప్రపేదిరే ధరాం రజస్వభావేన పణయో యే చ తానను. ఆత్యంతికేన సత్వేన దివం దేవాః ప్రపేదిరే ధరాం రజస్వభావేన పనయో యేన తానను. ఆత్యంతికేన ఎక్సెసివ్, సత్వేన బై ద మోడ్ ఆఫ్ గుడ్నెస్, దివం ఇన్ ద హయ్యర్ ప్లానెట్స్, దేవః ద డెమిగాడ్స్, ప్రపేదిరే హ్యావ్ బీన్ సిచ్యువేటెడ్, ధరాం ఆన్ ద ఎర్త్, రాజః రజః ద మోడ్ ఆఫ్ ప్యాషన్, స్వభావేన బై నేచర్, పనయః ద హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్, యే ఆల్ దోజ్, చ ఆల్సో, తాన్ దేర్, అను సబార్డినేట్. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పట్ బై శీల ప్రభుపాద్. శీల ప్రభుపాద్ కి చ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్. The demigods, qualified by the super excellent quality of the mode of goodness, are situated in the heavenly planets, whereas the human beings, because of their nature in the mode of passion, live on earth in company with their subordinates. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita, chapter 14, verse 14-15, it is said that those who are highly developed in the mode of goodness are promoted to the higher heavenly planetary systems, and those who are overpowered by the mode of passion are situated in the middle planetary system, the earth and similar planets. But those who are surcharged with the mode of ignorance are degraded to the lower planetary systems or to the animal kingdom. The demigods are highly developed in the mode of goodness, and thus they are situated in the heavenly planets. Below human beings are the animals, although some of them mingle with human society, cows, horses, dogs, etc. are habituated to living under the protection of human beings. The word atyantikena is very significant in this verse. By development of the mode of goodness of material nature, one can become situated in the heavenly planets. But by excessive development of modes of passion and ignorance, the human being indulges in killing the animals who are meant to be protected by mankind. Persons who indulge in unnecessary animal killing have excessively developed in the modes of passion and ignorance and have no hope of advancing to the mode of goodness. They are destined to be degraded to lower status of life. The planetary systems are calculated as upper and lower in terms of classes of living entities who live there. Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militamena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namam Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine He Krishna Kuruna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrushabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpaturubhyascha Krupa Sindhu Bevacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasa Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukham Kuruti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Krupatamaham Vande Shri Guru Dina Tarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram Hare Krishna. So I seek blessings of devotees so that I can speak something glorifying Krishna for all of your pleasure and for my purification. So in this chapter, we are seeing that Maitreya is describing to Vidura how this creation takes place. So till last verse, he describes how the Virat Rupa through his different limbs get activated. How each demigod, takes charge of particular function in the body of Virat Rupa. In today's verses, Prabhupada is mentioning that how from the head of gigantic form, the heavenly planets are manifested. From his legs, earthly planets, and his abdomen, the sky separately manifested themselves. So, this is again description of Virat Rupa. And then, in this text 28, he is describing about the demigods qualified by the super excellent quality of mode of goodness are situated in heavenly planets, whereas the human beings, because of their nature, the mode of passion, live on the earth in company of their subordinates. So if we see, today we'll see three things. First, the overview, how this verse fits in. Second, Prabhupada is speaking about different modes. How you see that if the, you know, we are stringently bound in the modes, then how to, you know, how to transcend them. And third, for a devotee, if bhakti is, you know, beyond modes, do we have to really care about these modes? So, you know, we'll discuss these three things. So first, about this overall, you know, current verse. So see, Maitreya Muni is so systematic in describing. Initially, he described the, you know, how the Mahatattva and different elements, they take place. Then he is describing the Virata Rupa and how in the intelligence, you know, is taken over by Brahma. In the, so in the nostrils, Ashwini Kumaras, they go. So like each part is, you know, describing it and mentioning how these different demigods, they take charge of these different aspects of the body of Virata Rupa. Actually, even in, like, you know, earlier it is mentioned that this Virata Rupa is imaginary form, but why they describe in this particular way? Like, you know, the mountains are like bones of Virata Rupa, trees are like hairs, right? Because the conditioned living entity is very much accustomed to relate everything with what they see. So to facilitate their, you know, perception about Supreme Lord, the scriptures, they describe this form of Virata Rupa. So it's easy to, you know, correlate basically. So in today's verse, is describing about how the heavenly planets come from the head and who lives there. The demigods, they live there. And again, it qualifies, you know, why they live there? Because they are in mode of goodness. So Bhagavad Gita in 14th chapter in detail describes about these three modes of material nature, right? So here Prabhupada is emphasizing the word atyantikena, that means excessive. So one who has developed this mode of goodness, they become situated in the heavenly planets. So now the question comes, as a sadhaka, do we really have to consider these modes? Because we say that, you know, devotional service is beyond modes, right? So do I need to really care whether I am in mode of goodness, passion or ignorance, you know? So yes, you know, the intention of performing devotional service, maybe, you know, in beyond these modes, but the body with which we are practicing devotional service, it's under the mode which affects performance of our devotional service. I'll give two examples. So the definition of modes, you know, it says that mode of goodness is characterized by, you know, feeling happy, you know, being situated in knowledge, right? Mode of passion, it is characterized by, you know, excessive hankering. And mode of ignorance is characterized by, you know, alasya, pramada, you know, is like laziness, ignorance, madness, right? So again, this is just examples, nothing to any, you know, anybody in person. So if I am a book distributor, I have a desire to distribute books because it's order of my spiritual master, and by that everybody will get benefit, including myself. This desire is in pure goodness. It's beyond goodness, like beyond the modes, you know. transcendental. But now somebody may be himself, his body, because of his association, past activities, and you know, he may be in goodness, so he'll think that, okay, let me do it in a way which is pleasing to Prabhupada. Let me do it in a way which is beneficial for others. I should not create a bad impression, you know. So this is a devotee in mode of goodness, book distributor thinking, you know. Now if somebody is in passion, he says, I want to be the number one book distributor. Nobody should distribute books, you know, beyond me. My name should be, you know, in front, in bold, you know, on top. Maximum Lakshmi points, maximum book points. That is, he's doing devotional service, but is derived, you know, by hankering. Like, you know, he has some desire for name fame. Now somebody may be in ignorance, he said, oh, he should not come first, I should come first. Let me lock the book room and let me hide the keys so that he doesn't get book only. This is performing devotional service in, again, ignorance. Another example. Again, I think personal. Many devotees want to be known as a good cook, right? So those in goodness, they are all performing devotional service. They want to cook best for Rukmini Dwarkadish, right? So the one in goodness, what he'll think? Let me cook to best of my ability so that Lord is happy, the devotees are happy. Full focus on, you know, intention on, you know, cooking. Modern passion, let my cooking be better than other cooking, you know. Last time he make 16-inch cake, this time I'll make 21-inch cake, you know. This is, you know, the desire for, again, like, you know, yeah, they are serving, but the intention is you know, different. And third, in madness, oh, they are making, you know, bhindi sabji today, I like it, you know. He's thinking of, you know, his own enjoyment. Of course, he knows, I have to eat after Krishna. But parallelly, he's thinking of what his likings are there, you know, apart from Krishna's service. So, this is ignorance, you know. So, we see that even though we want to perform devotional service, and even though devotional service is beyond modes, still, the modes in which we are in, it affects its performance. You know? So therefore, a devotee, like, you know, needs to be striving to develop this mode of goodness so that he can improve the quality of his devotional service. Now, Srila Prabhupada, he was, you know, he's a pure devotee, right? But then once one South Indian scholar, he said, Prabhupada, you know, the verses you recite, they have a very Bengalic, you know, connotation, right? It's like they sound more of a Bengali, not like Sanskrit. Now, when Prabhupada was chanting these verses, it was pure devotional service, beyond the modes. But since he was raised in the particular part of India, and since that was the language which he spoke from childhood, naturally, it affected the way he pronounced it, right? So, this shows basically that therefore, the mode in which we are in, it does affect us actually, you know. So therefore, we should, though the pure devotional service is beyond modes, still we should strive to cultivate the mode of goodness. And how to do that? You know, actually, Srila Prabhupada is given such a perfect formula. Following four regulative principles itself brings one quite a, you know, elevates one from this mode of ignorance and passion to goodness, actually. Because as in this purport it says, excessive animal killing leads one to mode of passion and ignorance. And then they have to suffer. Bhagavad Gita also, Krishna says that, you know, these guys will be born in such a place, there's no question of getting them delivered. You know? Now this, today is, you know, 4th of July, right? Independence Day. So, actually, was everybody very happy, right? The firecracker and everything going on. Prabhupada, in many morning walks and his talks, he has told that the real independence is, you know, of course he told multiple things. First, declaring our dependence on Krishna, that is. Second, being freed from this stringent laws of this moods of material nature. Being freed from this ignorance, passion. And once you are in goodness, even being freed from goodness and actually, you know, going into the pure goodness. So, devotee understand actually how to achieve the real independence. And Prabhupada has given us this, you know, formula. So, a devotee, when he sees, like currently this vacation time going on, right? Everybody is out, you know, that long weekend, all the national parks, everybody goes, right? So once when visited this Sequoia National Park, there are trees standing there for 1,000 years, they say, right? Now somebody may say, wow, great, you know, wish, you know. There are even some people, they say, wish I was like this. But a devotee, in knowledge, he understands it's a punishment. There is no one who is going to offer mahavatra to that tree. There is no devotee who is chanting so that the tree can hear and next life, you know, get liberated. And this is just one forest. There are like so many national parks with thousands of acres and there are so many trees, so many animals. Who are all they? You know, this purport says that. Those who have been excessive in mode of passion and ignorance have been put in those situations. Of course, is rectification, because they are not, you know, getting rectified in human life, right? So they have to go through that. But by seeing this, a devotee has, like, you know, kind of a two thoughts. One, wow, you know, Krishna's nature is so amazing. But second, wow, there are so many living entities who had been trapped in this mode of passion and ignorance. I am fortunate. Let me make most of my situation. I have got a human life. I am not in Amazon forest. I am in a LA. I am in association of devotee. In LA, maybe like 4 or 5 million people, right? Very few. Couple of hundreds are in temple, right? Who knows about Krishna? Let me take this process seriously. I don't want to glide down. Otherwise, some tree in national forest. So, Rupa's purport, therefore, tell us that if we are not careful, then, you know, we'll miss this human form of life and we'll be dragged to the lowest existence, you know, again in the life. So, about these modes, again, that somebody may say that, but the modes are so strong, how can I get out? Because Krishna himself says, right, everybody is, you know, bound by these three modes. You know. Then, where is the chance? I have to act. You know, I am kind of a puppet. But sit in our hand, we have to become puppet of ignorance, puppet of a passion, or puppet of a goodness. Like a cow. When the cow is bound by a rope, she cannot move beyond the, you know, length of that rope because it's tied. She cannot just go. So that is, she has a limitation. But within that circumference of that, you know, radius of, if we take that as a length, radius of that circle, she has unlimited freedom, right? How she wants to act. So same way, though we are bound by this material modes, we do have free will, which helps us to decide which mode we want to choose. You know? And that's what, like, you know, the whole association aspect of devotee is that way. Why we do that association? Why we hear? Why we read? Because we want to be in mode of goodness. We want our choices to get influenced by mode of goodness choices. How the people, they become drunkard? Initially somebody offers them one glass. They are not so, but then they associate with those who are elevated drunkards, you know, and then slowly by their association, adoshraddha, sadhu sangha, asadhu sangha, you know, they are not so, you know, pure association, they indulge into that habit. So same way, we have to make our choice, we have to make conscious choices so that we develop this mode of goodness, so that we can practice devotional service in proper way. Again, like in 17th chapter, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says about divisions of faith and, you know, different people in different divisions, right? So even within goodness, like here it says that all the animals, they are in mode of, you know, ignorance. But even that, there are flavors, you know, like cow is considered to be in goodness. So she is in ignorance, but it's ignorance, goodness. Then the lion is considered to be in mode of passion. So ignorance, passion. And then donkey is like, you know, ignorance. Right? So same way, even within devotees, this is kind of a, you know, introspectory exercise for ourselves. We have to check, am I in goodness, or goodness, passion, or goodness, ignorance? You know? Or to start with, whether I am in goodness, passion, or ignorance. You know? From there we can start, and then we can go to subcategory. And then the scriptures also tell that though, yes, you know, these modes are stringent, and, you know, Krishna says that, okay, those who are sinful, I'll put them in a place where, you know, they'll perpetuate their suffering. But Krishna is not hard-hearted. He has a plan for everybody. And until the last living entity is delivered, he'll keep creating material world. He'll keep taking, you know, his form as a Mahavishnu, Karanodakshaya Vishnu, then, you know, Kshirodakshaya Vishnu, and, you know, he'll expand as Paramatma. He'll create all these mahat, you know, elements. Why? He wants to deliver us. So Haridas Thakur, actually, when he was asked by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, okay, all the living entities are delivered by chanting this holy name, all the, you know, humans, what about the trees? So Haridas Thakur said, when the devotees, they chant, we hear echo. Actually, it's the trees who are chanting, and that's benefiting them. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is such a merciful that anybody in connection with this process of Krishna consciousness, immediately, even if he's in animal life, he's promoted to the human life. So that way, bhakti is not, you know, dependent on the modes. Though the modes affect execution of devotional service itself is beyond modes, and it's not dependent. So there are, like, you know, many examples, like, you know, Gajendra, right? He was in animal body, so kind of mode of ignorance, right? He performed devotional service. Vritrasura, he was a demon. Again, ignorance. He performed, you know, pure devotional service. So same way, the Srila Prabhupada was such a genius that he created this whole worldwide movement so that so many people are benefited left and right. For example, we had this, you know, Srila Prabhupada Vyasasan, you know, we are installing in our Prabhupada garden, right? Now to move that, we need a crane. Now that crane fellow is somebody outsider who is completely, you know, atheistic. We don't know, you know, which guy is. Has nothing to give and take with, you know, Krishna or bhakti. But because he came and he helped in it, he is getting that bhakti unmukha sukruti. He is getting those pious credits to perform devotional service, right? And that way he is getting benefited. Our devotees, they go for book distribution, Santa Monica Pier. They are coming to enjoy their senses, but they see book, they hear kirtan. They are, you know, getting benefited. So, this is the, you know, brilliance of Srila Prabhupada, that he created this movement so that more and more people can come to the mode of goodness. He gave us this lifestyle, he gave us the way we eat, prasadam, and, you know, everything. So that we come to mode of goodness and we help ourselves as well as others. So to summarize, we saw that after describing the different senses of Virat Purusha, Maitreya Muni is now describing the how which planets are coming from which part of his body and how who stays there and why. So like in today's verse, it says the demigods, they stay in heavenly planets. Why? Because they are in mode of goodness. And also Prabhupada says that those who are in mode of passion and ignorance, they are an earthly planet and they are kind of, you know, into lower species of life. So, and then we saw that how these three modes, they affect, though we are performing pure devotional service, though our intent is pure devotional service, the mode in which we are in, it affects that performance. And depending on that, you know, the results would come. And we also saw that how, though we are within the strict modes, still it is possible to develop mode of goodness by following the lifestyle, you know, devotional lifestyle which Prabhupada gave, which brings us, elevates us to mode of goodness. And then we saw that how we can get, how we can be really independent is by actually becoming Krishna conscious, so that we get completely freed from this stringent laws of this modes. So, many times I used to think, you know, why this Kulshekar Maharaj used to pray, right? Krishna Tvadiya Pada Pankaja Panjarantam Adyaivame Vishatumanasa Raja Hamsa Prana Prayana Samaye Kafavata Pitte Kantavarodhana Vidau Smaranam Kutaste. He wants to say that, oh Krishna, let my, the swan of my mind get entrapped into the stems of your lotus feet and let me leave my body now. So I used to wonder why he is saying. But here again his answer, because these modes, okay, I may be in mode of goodness now, but after some time I may get into the passion and even to ignorance. The modes are always fighting to overpower each other. So that's why a devotee is saying, when I am in this pure consciousness, let me leave my body. So that, why? I don't have to take another body. So, with this prayer, we would like to stop. Any questions, comments? Okay, Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premande Hari Hari Bhu. Thank you.